Like,
the cause was not
Matt
that did
has
that.
Destroyed
based on
mathematical him
equations
at the opening, and he knows it. Like, what you're seeing right now is recognition that he does have nothing,
have no
and that the whole rest of this is going to be him
want.
Trying to play
and,
a game
you know,
that he maybe knows something. He knows it. He knows he's in trouble, and he knows he can't run away.
And then
he knows he can't back out. So he's going to try to be very condescending and dismissive. Thanks to Matt Powell for being so incredibly conscientious and prepared for this debate. And thanks for Raging Atheist for being, well, himself.
So reading from script. Does God exist? A wording question asked by humans since we were capable of thinking such...
Why? Why would you announce that?
And I'm going to go ahead and...
He's writing notes.
Tonight,
so he's actually writing notes.
Very important facts in this video.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, the video... You start your timer now because the video is...
Oh, okay.
All right, so...
He has a video?
Starting off.
Wait. Oh,
okay,
I came prepared with a video.
Sorry, I just want to make sure. I don't think you can find that great. I might have missed...
Who else? Wait. Who was the last person you ever saw show up to a debate with a video? A video.
Okay,
so James doesn't even know how to do this.
I'm ready for it to start playing, and then we'll pause it once or twice.
Like, oh, a video?
And then I'm gonna...
Matt Powell is incredibly sharp, especially when it comes to actually deductive, inductive, abductive argumentation, finding the flaws in arguments. He's very good. He's very capable. He has a natural leaning towards it, and I think that's why I resonate with him a little bit. He does truly want to find the rationalizations of his faith and help reveal them.
Does God exist? My immediate answer is no, but I cannot prove that.
Debate over.
Yes, but he cannot prove that. In your movies, Science Falsely So-Called, you quote mind our conversation, blatantly misrepresented me and my beliefs in order to make me look inferior to you. I'm about to show you, Matt, how your ethics and integrity are the questions here.
It was Matt's editing that did that, right? How oblivious can you actually be? It was the editing's fault. That's what. Yeah, no, we don't really buy that. He couldn't even look. He's got a video uploaded on his channel with 4 views saying "real debate tonight." I'll make James play it. That's what I'll do. I'll make him do something he's unfamiliar with doing, never really done on the debate before. He can say this thing I'm saying in my video. Instead of me saying it, oh, how desperate. This is so desperate. How desperate can you be? I'm really puzzled by this, and he's playing this during a debate. What does this have to do with the topic? Like, this is just personal, like, I'm gonna expose Matt Powell on modern day debate. This, what does this have to do with does God exist? Like, Why is this devolved into Matt Powell has done something I don't like, and now I'm going to take this time in my opening statement to play videos that I post on my channel with only 4 views talking about what I didn't like. Like, this is his mind thought all of this was a good idea, people. He cooked all this up in his brain and said, yeah, this is brilliant. Is there an argument for the non-existence of God somewhere in here? Because I don't see it. What I see is I am hurting of emotional distress from having been exposed in a documentary for being a complete and utter vacuous, rage-filled, vitriolic moron. And I don't like it. I don't enjoy the publicity I'm getting right now. I'm angry. And now I need to make it look like, I need to make it appear that I am a victim in this. His peers were not impressed with his work in this debate at all.
The edit to me in this movie got the atheist community into an uproar. Aaron Ra, one of the people I look up to, called me an atheist my opponent found on the streets. Now Aaron Ra responded to me, and I think he knows the truth now, but I had to work to repair that damage, and I am still working to repair that damage. So Matt Powell, does God exist? I don't care. I care about how you misrepresented me. It is dangerous, it is reckless, and just another example of your disgusting hate speech. I am done.
Yeah. And we will go ahead, Jim.
All right. Well, with that being said, it was a great 10-minute opening from you as well. We're going to go into a
was it really
examination.
Who thinks
Who in chat thinks that was a generous consensus? Who thinks Jim Majors was just desperate to have that not appear quite as horribly cringy as it actually was?
I think I've answered that question before. This is not the first time you've asked me that exact question, Matt. I'm more interested in how you're trying to pretend like you weren't aware that this is what the debate was going to be about. So here's my text message from Matt.
Let's be clear, though.
Was he about to put his phone, like his bright, stinking screen, no chance anyone could see it, on his Walmart webcam, wish.com webcam, and he's like, here's proof. Here's more proof that Matt Powell is a garbage human being, in my opinion. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Absolutely unbelievable.
It's the same as before, Matt. It's the same as before. It's the same exact response that you asked me this probably both times I talked to you face-to-face. It hasn't changed.
So Raging Atheist is referencing the answers he gave Matt in the video he's claiming was taking him out of context. Does everyone follow me? Does everyone follow me? He says, I gave you the answers. He is actually referencing the answers he gave in the video that he says, that's not what I said. Let that sink in. He just did that. Right now. You know, this debate is just like the gift that keeps on giving. I swear, no matter how many times I see it, no matter how many times I watch it, I will notice something new, something hilarious about Rage's performance here. Like that. This is the gift that just keeps on giving. It's like, this is like Christmas. I mean, it's just amazing.
So don't pretend like you don't know that this was what it was going to be about. I sent several emails to James and...
So he is now making the debate about his personal angst. He has now just decided to hijack the platform, the topic, the discussion, the audience, and the viewers in perpetuity for the sake of grinding his personal axe to as big of an audience as he possibly could. There you have it. Anyone, literally anyone, can get a following if they just stick at it long enough. This man is proof. Absolutely deductive proof. Right here.
And to yourself, do not sit here and be disingenuous with me. If you want to ask me questions and want me to answer you, address the topic.
The topic is, does God exist?
That's the topic. The topic is, how can I trust a word out of your mouth, Matt?
Well, that wasn't the agreed upon topic, though. The topic of the debate is, does God exist?
Same answer as before. Move on to the next question.
Okay, next question. You got 6 minutes, Matt.
Wow.
So do you believe that it's rational?
So he's not actually answering the question. He's just saying same answer as before. You know that answer I gave you in the video that was taken out of context, or I said wasn't said? You know that thing? That's my answer. That's the answer that I'm going with. The thing that made me look really, really dumb in the video I just referenced, that's going to be the answer I reference for this debate. You have my answer, Matt. You know what my answer is. It's right there. And you used it to make me look dumb, and I hate you for it.
We've discussed it thoroughly. Same answer. Move on.
Okay, no problem.
Same Ernst Haeckel that you quote mine nonstop. Same answer, Matt. Move on.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Do you have an answer that you want to give the viewers?
Look at Jim.
You just want to move on.
Wait, did you see Jim kind of like twerk his head? Like, what? He doesn't want a debate. He wants a screaming match. He wants to rage. He wants an excuse to rage. Look how uncomfortable he is, by the way, people. Can you notice?
Same answer, Matt. Move on. Same answer as before. Move on to the next question.
Okay, next question.
Same answer. Same. On any of the questions with the actual debate itself, he just wants to say, same answer as before. Refer to it. This is the same stuff. He is just so antsy to get to the end, to get past the debate topic, to get past the thing that he clearly knows nothing about, just to get to where he can rage at Matt on air. Look at this. He just can't stand it.
From nothing.
He just
acts nihilo.
He can't even stand just going through the effort of the debate because he only came here for one reason. He didn't come here to defend his position or pitch a good argument or make his stance known. He came here for none of that. He came here to fight. That's just all he did.
I thought he was coming out swinging tonight, man. This is nothing new.
See, look how desperate. Look at the desperation. Look at the absolute, unbridled, sheer desperation to manifest what he came there for. Look at that. He can't stand being in this debate for 1 minute longer than it takes him to get to where he gets to start yelling and cursing.
We've been over this at least four times, man. Come on, dude. You can't remember like 2 months ago?
Well, sometimes the same questions stump the same atheists. So it's based on what you feel inside, so your morality is based on a feeling?
Mm-hmm. Matt, why did you approach me yesterday morning about a debate to end our feud? And then this morning I found out the debate title was, Does God Exist? And I got all up in the emails with James here and with you. I even emailed you or texted you personally and was like, what's up with this? And you called me and we talked and I'm like, dude, I'm totally going to attack you with the stuff I'm going to attack you. But the things that I want to talk about is our feud. The things that you approached me in the damn text message, Matt. It was about the feud. So for you to sit here and act surprised. It's just another example.
Look at the smiling. Now Matt's smiling is appropriate. See, Matt knows. He has just... I think Matt is fully aware absolutely how bad Rage has made himself look. And he's enjoying it. I think he's enjoying it. I think that smirk is enjoying it. That smirk is, I am enjoying the fact that he can't understand how bad he is making himself look. Maybe Matt could correct me if he's still in the audience, but I think that's what that smirk was all about right there.
You want to be a coward, Matt? Instead of address the issue you approached me with, the issue I reached out to James about, the issue that I have been very vocal about all day in the emails, all day on Twitter. This isn't anything new to you.
Well, with all the videos, the reason that I asked you, Ronnie, is because, number one,
Ronnie
testified to this. Dave reached out to me about a month ago.
Wait, is his name actually Ronnie? Like, is Ronnie like that Naka, what is it? Nagasuchi? What is that? What is that? Nagisuchi? What is his name? It just sounds like something. It sounds like he was, you know what it was? It sounds like he was drunk at a party and he like tripped over a Scrabble board and then he passed out like on the Scrabble pieces. And then when he woke up, like he went to the mirror and he had that like pasted like on his head and face. And he's like, oh, spirits. You know, like that's the type of story I picture some sort of name. What does that name mean? What even is that?
You just don't get off script. I mean, who gave this to you? Was it Steven Anderson or was it Kent Hovind?
What does that have to do with any of the arguments?
I'm just saying, whose argument have you stolen this time, Matt? Whose argument did
does
you
it matter? Does it? Why are you wanting me to make an argument from authority, sir? Why do you want me to say, listen to this authority figure where I got this argument? I'm presenting you with an argument which you are failing masterfully to address any of them. In fact, you're actually basically just answering and even conceding the debate. How this man decided to continue doing YouTube after this, it is just amazing to me. I don't get it.
I thought we were going to have an interesting debate. I thought this was going to be something new. I thought we have a chance to...
What is new? What
even
new?
James put it out on Twitter. Hey, we're going to end the feud, right? No interest in that, Matt. You just made it worse. You just perpetuated it.
So Rage raging and not answering any questions, and then he's going at his opponent for not bringing anything quote-unquote new. And again, this is the man's logic. That somehow in his brain, oh yes, I'm doing very well right now. I'm coming back. I'm digging into Matt Powell. I'm doing well. No, that's unfortunate. I mean, I mean, if he actually had probably even a little bit of self-awareness, he would have just like turned the computer off and pretended that like the power went out and just, you know, disappeared, you know, sent James an email the next morning, said, hey man, sorry, my computer went out. Like, instead of just letting it, like, if he had any self-awareness at all, I think that's what he would have done. If he knew how embarrassing he was actually being, like, I don't think he would have stuck around. I have a difficult time with that.
Have you not advocated for that to be a part of the penal system to my face? Do I not have you on video saying it?
In spirit of the debate, does what you just said invalidate the existence of God and hell?
Which one are you talking to, Jim?
Raging atheist. Talking about the things in the Old Testament, does that invalidate the existence of God as far as the topic?
Jim is helping him. Jim is trying to walk him down, holding his hand ever so gently. Jim, you are a cockroach for doing that. That is a skeezy, scummy, disgusting, you know, because you know what, Jim? That just shows how incredibly embarrassed you are. That just shows how desperate you are to try and make this horrible, disgusting, amoral dumpster fire of a person look slightly better than he actually is. Jim, gross. Gross. Shame on you.
You are the liar. You can sit here and call me the liar all you want. I've shown you for a liar time and time again. You came in here lying again.
Just feel the frustration. I'm sorry, really poor Matt. Look at the eye roll.
And find these answers in 2 seconds. And there's multiple sources for them. Otherwise, why would I even book them? And so,
but I mean, to be fair, though, I can go on Google and find that Ariana Grande is really a man. You know, it doesn't mean that it's true. So I think what they're wondering is what are your scholarly sources for that?
Sure. Well, I'll get
Jim,
the one for
really?
Dawkins, for example, on
so Jim's just debating now.
Richard Dawkins said,
Jim apparently has stepped down and stepped in as debater. Lovely.
He said that the simplest life has the amount of specified complexity in it of over 1,000 complete sets of encyclopedias. That's on page 116 of The Blind Watchmaker. Get the book, folks. Pull it off of your shelf.
Spot on, Matt.
116 of The Blind Watchmaker. I have
round of applause. Eat that,
chat.
Jim.
This is
oh,
to Matt.
Skeezy.
It says, nothing exploded, it expanded. Also, vacuum fluctuations may play a part also. Entropy doesn't work that way. And how does that point to Yahweh?
Is anyone else catching what's happening? Jim Majors is using his platform as moderator asking questions to debate Matt Powell personally. Is anyone else seeing that? Does anyone else see skeezy, scummy Jim Majors here debate using the comment section to basically debate Matt? You see how matter-of-factly he poses the questions? You know, think of the bit of theatrics that James, even nowadays, throws into the questions. And Jim is just reading them in very, very direct diction and format. What about this, Matt? I think he's butthurt. I think he's butthurt at the just severe embarrassment that happened here.
How does that point to Yahweh?
What, that there was an explosion?
You see this?
I think that...
Do you see it? Matt Powell just answered the question. Now Jim has forced him to now answer the question again because Jim is not satisfied with the answer. Do you see this? Jim, I was willing to give you an awful lot of credit up until this exact point. You are a piece of garbage. You are a garbage human being that you turned this into an opportunity for you to debate Matt Powell on the fly. And you used your position as neutral moderator to weaponize the questions of the audience to do an impromptu debate against one of the opponents. Disgusting. Truly disgusting. By the way, guys, I didn't have anything against Jim Majors before this at all. I really didn't. What I've just seen tonight has refreshed my mind and reminded me that apparently I didn't pay close enough attention last time. And Jim Majors is worthy of zero respect after this. Unless he was to actually put out a direct public apology to Matt Powell himself for behaving this disgracefully in a public debate, unless he was to do that, Jim Majors has zero respect for me. Gross. This man's a scholar of some kind or something. So much for that, right? What does scholarship matter when you're a sack of trash human being who does things like this impromptu just to try to get a win for your cult? Beautiful, Jim. That's a great display for the audience of your character as a human being. Beautiful. That's a lot of use that scholarship did you. Did you have an ethics class anywhere, sir? Was it any part of your scholastic training? Did it include an ethics class, or maybe even just basic manners? Or is that just beyond you? Is just your naturalistic obsession and your hatred for anything supernatural just what carries you? Gross, sir. You are disgusting. I have lost all respect for you, Jim Majors. You could basically write any paper with any level of evidence from here on out, and I wouldn't care or pay attention to it. This is a horrible display. But what a disgraceful thing to subject Matt Powell to. He's there to debate rage, and now he's debating the moderator. He's answering the moderator's question. The moderator's for... It's just so... If I had seen a Christian do what these two just did, if I had seen some Christian debaters or something do... My words would even be harsher. What I want to do is I want to share with you some of the absolute hilarious fallout that came after this. The incredible coming together of the atheist and Christian community to recognize the embarrassment that had just taken place.
Since I've started talking to him, that dude comes up with like this, like entire arguments like this. No research.
Yeah, that's called being really smart and good at debating. I'm sorry, that's beyond you. How sad. I hope you have enjoyed the ride tonight. I certainly did. This has been incredible. Matt Powell's a very, very capable apologist, but certainly extraordinary capable apologist. I give him massive kudos and respect for how he manages to defend the faith and put together logic and facts. Very sharp kid. And what he's done to Rage was outstanding.